This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Good morning, I'm David Fair. Now, there are a lot of folks who aren't all that careful when it comes to putting things down the drain or with a flush of a toilet. Those chemicals, those pharmaceutical drugs, well, they're making their way into our water supply. Welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. The city of Ann Arbor's water supply has been turning up some of these chemicals, and it raises a good number of questions. What does it mean to the environment, to our health, and what can we do about it? Well, here this morning to help answer those questions is Larry Sanford. Larry is Assistant Manager of the Water Treatment Services Unit for the City of Ann Arbor. And Larry, good morning, and thank you for coming in.
Good morning.
If I understand correctly, water samples turned up dozens of different kinds of drugs that were streaming into the water treatment plant that you could detect. Are the scrubbing technique and treatment process able to remove most or all of it?
Yeah, actually, we can't detect them. We don't have that sophisticated of a lab, but we participated in a study in 2004 and again in 2006 with the state of Michigan and Baylor University, and Baylor did all of the analyses. And they looked at 22 samples of things that they suspected they could find in the raw water. And we were successful in removing about half of those, and the ones that we couldn't remove, we reduced by considerable amounts.
Now, what kinds of drugs and or chemicals are you seeing in the water?
Well, everything you can imagine that somebody might pour down a drain or ingest and then not sufficiently metabolize and release through their biological processes. So antibiotics, analgesics like painkillers, you know, things you find like aspirin. Drugs like people really need, anti-antileptics, epileptics. Stimulants like caffeine and steroids and hormones, some of which are human and some of which are plant.
So is there anything that can be done about that? Because the fact of the matter is, we as humans, we create waste.
That's right. And I don't know how to increase our metabolism so that we get better use of the drugs. That's somebody else's field. The single biggest thing that I think we can have an impact on is don't put your waste drugs down the sewer. Don't flush them down the toilet. Wrap them up and put them in the garbage.
And there are some pharmacists at different points throughout the region that will take those old drugs, expired drugs, back, but that is not necessarily common practice.
That's not common. I think that's probably the most desirable, but I think there's an incinerator somewhere in Kent County, and I think the Ann Arbor cops have had a drug turn-in program, both prescription and illegal drugs, turn them in, and we'll dispose of them properly. So I think those probably go to an incinerator.
You know, if folks are anything like me, you know, you hear, oh, my gosh, there's drugs in my water. I need to be concerned. I don't think we need to be alarmist. I mean, we're talking very trace amounts, almost undetectable.
Well, 10 years ago, they were undetectable. I mean, the level of sophistication to analytical chemistry has hugely improved, and we are now able to measure things in the low nanogram quantities, parts per trillion. But that is an unimaginably tiny amount. I mean, that's a million times smaller than a part per million, and a part per million is pretty small.
Indeed it is. And in painting a word picture, you like to use Michigan Stadium.
Well, Michigan Stadium holds 100,000 people, so one person in Michigan Stadium is one per 100,000. So if you put 10 Michigan stadiums together, that little cluster, and had one person in it, that's one person per million, or one part per million. So if you take 1,000 of those clusters and put them together, that's a part per billion. So if you take 1,000 of those clusters and put them together, that's a part per trillion. That's very, 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 very small number.
So for a full-grown man, I could consume Ann Arbor water for my lifetime and probably not have it accumulate to any level where it would be detectable or cause any issue for me whatsoever.
Right. It may have some impact on you. We just don't know. But I don't know that we could tell it from any other the other impacts that are happening to you or I.
You are listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. And once again, we're talking water quality with Larry Sanford. Larry is the Assistant Manager of the Water Treatment Services Unit for the City of Ann Arbor. And Larry, now that we know there are a variety of chemicals and drugs in the water supply, can the treatment plant be further modified to remove all traces from what ultimately comes to our taps?
You can do anything with money. You just need enough.
Therein lies the rub, right?
You just need enough of it. I mean, we have processes that take out a significant portion of the stuff that we can't take out completely, we still remove quite a bit of it. And it's the ozonation process. I suppose we could feed more ozone and find out whether that makes a difference to it. We don't know. That would take some time and a study to see if extra ozone and the money that it costs would be worth it. We have granular activated carbon on our filters, which we originally put it in to remove taste and odor molecules before we had the ozone. But one of the benefits of leaving it on after the ozone is that granular activated carbon grows a huge amount of bacteria, an unimaginable number, large bacteria.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It acts just like in a filter in a fish aquarium. The bacteria eat all of these organic molecules. They eat huge numbers. It makes a huge impact in the bacterial population out in our distribution system. You can tell that it has an impact because of the carbon nutrient source has been reduced by so much. Well, they are responsible for a lot of this removal.
Understanding that money, including in the city of Ann Arbor, is in short supply, would it be worthwhile to invest in more intricate monitoring programs to collect and analyze the data?
We did do a monitoring program based on security to look at some certain parameters that would be affected by somebody trying to do something nefarious to the water. And
kind of the Homeland Security approach.
Right, exactly. And that's where we were spurred on by Homeland Security. The analyses are not at this level. They're at the parts per million level so that we can see changes in normal everyday parameters that are affected by something bad being in the water. The amount of data that we had to collect was huge, and analyzing it would take at least a full-time person, which we don't have.
Right.
The background noise of the analysis, I mean, they're all over the map. So you can't see a perturbation in that very easily because it's lost in the noise. Trying to do this whole thing at nanogram levels would be beyond my imagination. So I don't know that that's even possible at this point in time.
If I'm drawing water from the Ann Arbor system, is there a manner in which I can tell if there are trace amounts of chemicals in what I consume, what I use to wash, what I use to, you know, clean my clothes?
I don't believe so. If you can tell something,
it's really wrong, way
more than trace amounts.
Should I be considering some sort of filtration system?
You can. I personally think it's a waste of money. I think the water, if you live in a neighborhood where the pipes are old enough that they are unlined, meaning cast iron, and you have rusty water, I would say a filtration system might benefit you, but it would be physically removing iron particles.
So bottom line, the Ann Arbor water is completely safe to drink and to use in the various ways that we do. And in fact, everything that I've heard, Ann Arbor water rates very highly in terms of both quality and taste. Am I right?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Where can we get more information on our water supply in the Ann Arbor area?
Well, you can go to the city's website, the water treatment plants subset of the city's website, and you can read the Consumer Confidence Report, which is produced every year in April for the previous calendar year, that has some information in it. There are occasional references to pharmaceutical products and personal care products. And other than that, you can look on the American Water Works Association website for references and research articles that have been done on these topics.
Larry, thank you very much for your time. And I guess bottom line, keep those drugs out of the sink, out of the toilet.
That's right.
That is Larry Sanford, and Larry is Assistant Manager of the Water Treatment Services Unit for the City of Ann Arbor. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a regular weekly feature produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division. It's heard exclusively on 89.1 WEMU.